Hello and welcome to the Couch Tomatoes, episode 4. My name is Matthew.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Tony.
And we are the Couch Tomatoes.
Now today is a very special episode.
We're bringing you the first official guest on the Couch Tomatoes. And we'll see who that is coming up
later.
Let's just say they
like the quadratic formula.
They love the quadratic formula.
And Matt has officially bought his 12 cookies.
I'm ready to chow down while talking about whatever we're talking about with our guest.
And we also have some tea.
It is a very formal episode.
Very formal episode. As we started the episode with some trap Mozart to get you going. So stay tuned. It's going to be a great episode.
Hello. We have our special guest here, Mr. Paul Walulis, also known by the great nickname, Mr. Off the Wall. Mr. Wall, say hello to the audience.
Hello.
Mr. Wall, we have some questions for you today. You are a veteran math teacher. You've been here for a lot of years.
Yeah.
You know all about Central. Students probably give you a ton of excuses. What is your favorite excuse a student has given you?
My favorite excuse? Wow. Well, I mean, you've had all the ones about different animals doing different things to papers, you know, so I've heard a number of those.
Dogs eating papers, chinchillas.
Dogs, yeah.
Chinchillas and
chinchillas. Lions.
Yeah, papers that are stuffed in your car somewhere, papers that are in some different locker somewhere, and so on. So I'm trying to think. I did have one a while ago. God, I wish I could remember. It was different. It was a different one, you know.
Mongols stole my homework.
Mongols.
Genghis Khan came into the classroom right before I turned it into you.
Yeah.
Charged in the room.
Disclaimer right here. Matthew is currently eating
12 cookies.
12 cookies,
yeah,
that he bought at
is it
break.
12?
And,
oh, 12. I'm 12 cookies.
Because his energy level is too low.
And he
needs the sugar. He needs
that's
the sugar.
I'm also drinking caffeinated tea. Percy, Mr. Wall. What brand of tea is this?
Oh, this is just Trader Joe's, some kind of Trader Joe's English breakfast tea bags, you know. Not my preferred drink, but...
What's your preferred?
Oh, well, I like you got to get the loose leaf tea.
Loose
you got to get it. It's got to have... You got to be black. It's got to have caffeine.
That's an earthquake.
That's an earthquake. An earthquake.
We recommend if it gets worse, we get under the tables.
Okay,
and it's got to be loose leaf tea. You got to put it in the pot. You got to brew it. You got to pour it in the pot. You got to brew it for 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah. Do you use a strainer?
The pot I have has kind of that built-in, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
And then you got to put a little bit of milk in it.
Do you never do the thing where you put the tea leaves right in the pot and then read your cup? Oh, it says my future will hold misfortune, and that was the day before I joined your class. Your leaves held the future of misfortune.
Well, there is the whole thing about reading tea leaves, you know, so that is an ancient art, which I have not perfected.
I have not tried it yet, but I would like to. I bought this brand new tea set at a state sale.
Yeah, do you know the
story?
Very beautiful. Do you know the story behind
this?
This
is the tea set.
No, I'd love to hear the story behind it.
The Amadeus restaurant in Milwaukee, in this beautiful old Amadeus mansion, was going out of business.
I've been there.
You have been
there years ago. Yeah.
It's a beautiful building, beautiful view from there. And they went out of business recently. It's very sad.
It is sad.
I would love to buy the mansion and turn it into my evil
lair.
Save up money.
And Matt, after you're done with your whole bank scheme.
After I'm done with my whole bank scheme where I slowly siphon off money, I'll do that.
Okay.
Mr. Well, you really do enjoy tea, but does that mean that you're secretly a British spy here to stop the revolution?
Well, better a British spy than a Russian spy, right?
Yeah, exactly. We kept our words carefully.
In AP Gov, we've learned all about the dangers of Vladimir Putin. Please, if you're listening to this, do not tell Vladimir Putin that I'm bad-mouthing him. I'm scared of him.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm not saying anything bad about Vladimir Putin. Okay.
Very wise. Very wise.
Currently, we are watching some March Madness illegally.
Yeah, I see that.
Streaming.
They have not blocked it on the school
computers.
They
have not blocked it for some reason, but they blocked Tetris already, so that's an issue.
It's like we're living in communist Russia.
I don't know what to do now.
So I need to rush upstairs and tell
them
to block this.
Mr. Wall.
Go tell Mr. Savage.
Would you please pass me the tea, by the way?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. All right. I wanted to ask you, has having me in your math classes led to you to lose faith in the teaching profession?
Well, no, not at all.
Very good.
But it has led me to realize that you do have to be very flexible, you know, because you have provided a few challenges that don't come along every day.
Well, he brings pie. He does bring pies.
Yeah.
Bring
pie. God, he brought three pies yesterday. It was fantastic.
How were the pies?
They were wonderful. I'm glad you enjoyed them.
What flavors you got?
I got cherry and apple from Costco. I got a Costco membership recently this Christmas. I had been asking for one. My mom hates Costco for no reason. What? My parents are very
opinionated.
Yeah.
Bulk buy.
So we went to Costco. I finally got a Costco membership for Christmas, and I got 3 pies.
What else do you buy at Costco?
I buy industrial-sized things of toilet paper to stock for the revolution.
Do you buy Kirkland brand?
I buy
Kirkland brand clothes. Like
clothing?
Yes.
That shirt from Costco?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay.
I buy all my clothes from Costco.
Kirkland
That's why I look
great
the same.
Kirkland is a great.
Mr. Wall, what are your thoughts on Costco?
I never go to Costco. I don't have a membership.
Ooh,
I thought I should get one frequently, but I've just got a local Fred Meyer, and I just go there.
I'll take you to Costco someday, Mr. Wall.
Oh, that would
when
be
when we go to your house.
Buy, you don't have the bolt.
You show me the ins and outs of Costco.
It's overwhelming.
Plus, I don't like. I mean, you have to buy things. It seems like it's such bulk, you know.
And you have to pay for the membership even to get in.
It's
very exclusive.
It is exclusive.
Moving on, Mr. Wall, you bear a striking resemblance to a past president. That president being William Henry Harrison. I still hold true to my belief that you are William Henry Harrison, who did not die in 1841, but actually discovered the Fountain of Youth, and now you are still here teaching math class to this day.
Well, believe it or not, Matt, you're the only one that has made that connection, that historical connection.
Viewers,
I thought I'd hidden my tracks pretty well, but you're the only guy that figured out that I am indeed the reincarnation of William Henry Harrison.
You heard it here first, folks.
You finally confessed.
Yeah. I faked the whole thing. I got getting pneumonia and dying and everything.
Good job, honestly.
Very good job there.
People fell for it a lot more, you know, people did die a lot of pneumonia.
That's true.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Do you believe in leprechauns? Do you believe in leprechauns?
I've got no Irish in me whatsoever. I'm Lithuanian, baby. Lithuanian and German.
So you got no leprechaun beliefs?
No.
There's no Lithuanian leprechaun.
Are there any, the Germans believe in, like, forest sprites that will carry you away?
We have some of that. I tell you, if you want to see something really fascinating, go to Germany right before Lent, okay? Of course, the French have what they call Mardi Gras, but the Germans celebrate that, too. They call it Fasching or Fastnacht. And if you go deep into the forest, you start seeing some really creepy stuff.
Wow.
Really cool, really masks of forest creatures.
Have you been there?
And evil, yeah. During that time. It's really fun.
Are you equal parts German and Lithuanian, or more one or the other?
Well, I was pretty much mostly German on my mother's side, mostly Lithuanian on my father's side. So I think I'm pretty much the best of both, you know.
The best of both.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing that Ancestry.com?
I did start trying to look into some of that. I was trying to trace some of my Lithuanian roots because my wife and I wanted to travel back to Lithuania, but wasn't able to come up with too much.
I think sometimes the names get changed.
You know,
I did the Ancestry where I spit in a little tube and they send it in, and it gave me back my heritage. And my mom thought she was like completely Irish, and then she even got like a shamrock tattoo because she was just so into the Irish culture, and then found out she was more English than any, like she was like 60% English.
Well, you can get surprised.
Yeah,
the surprises can be nice surprises, or sometimes they can be not so.
So if you got your results back and you were not even German at all,
that would be
surprising.
Yeah.
That you would
have
to.
Have you been to Lithuania?
So you spit into it. What is this? You spit into a tube.
DNA. It's like a tube that you can that you like have to collect saliva in your mouth and spit into it, and then you send it into a lab.
You send it, okay.
You have to get a
certificate
of
your
DNA.
You must pay for this, right?
Yeah, you pay for it. Yeah.
Aren't you scared of being tracked by the government once you give them your DNA?
I'm being tracked by the government right now.
They're probably watching us.
That's actually a front.
There's like a camera somewhere here watching you.
There's a webcam in each of these computers we're sitting in front of watching us.
In about 5 seconds, Mr. Homburg is going to come on that.
He's going to be
what are you watching now?
Go back to class.
Have
you been to Lithuania?
I have been to Lithuania.
See, I was going to warn you. Be careful. It's like those Eastern European countries. They're very similar. You could get lost and wind up in accidentally like Switzerland or Czechoslovakia when you want to go to Lithuania.
Switzerland's not Eastern Europe. Well, let's get our geography.
Is
that even close?
I've never been a geography major. I used to think that Utah was next to the Great Lakes because they had the Great Salt Lake.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see that.
I can see what you're saying.
Sammy Longo from Ohio. I always thought Ohio was near, like, Texas.
So is that why you
believe in the flat Earth, Matt?
I believe in the flat Earth. Mr. Wall, do you believe in flat Earth?
You were just asking me about Lithuania. I was getting all excited.
Let's talk about Lithuania.
Now we're talking about flat earth. But I have a cookie.
Yes, you may have a cookie.
Well, thank you.
Cookies are very reasonably priced in the cafeteria. Only $4.25 for a dozen. I'm definitely not getting paid to say this.
We should nudge. Wait, what's the name of the provider of
Chartwell?
Chartwell's. We have a Chartwell sponsor here. They could provide us with their cookies every Thursday.
Anyway, Lithuania is... it's a beautiful country. It's a small country, very small country. They had to deal with being occupied for they were occupied by the Soviets, by the Russians, then they were occupied by the Germans during World War II.
Wow.
Then they were occupied by the Soviets again for like 50 years. But they finally got their independence back in like 1990. And the capital is Vilnius, which is a really cool city.
So did you ever visit when they were under Soviet control?
No, but I have been to other Eastern European countries when they were under Soviet control.
That's pretty scary.
Traveled East Germany, okay. Wow. Berlin, of course, which was a divided city, right?
When it was divided?
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
That was back then.
Did you cross the wall?
Yeah.
Mr. Wall, did you cross the wall?
I crossed the wall.
Yeah, I had to, right?
Mr. Wall. Is Arvydas Sabonis your sports hero?
Arvydas was one of my great sports heroes.
Wow.
Lithuanians love basketball.
You know, they're a basketball god.
They've done very well. For a tiny little country, they got like four million people. Mm-hmm. They have done extremely well.
And his son, Domantas Sabonis, playing in the NBA currently.
Yes, he played for Gonzaga.
Yeah, and so now the Lithuanian basketball lives on through his son.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Matthew, unaware.
Watch out for these names that end in IS and US a lot of times. They may be Lithuanian.
We'll see. We'll have to
There's a guy named Marshall Lanus years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So there have been several.
Is there any other Lithuanian athletes that come to mind when you think of it?
Not immediately right now.
No tennis stars, Lithuanian tennis stars?
No, I'm afraid that no.
Paul Wallulis, tennis star.
When you retire, you can move to Lithuania and become the greatest tennis coach they've ever seen.
Greatest tennis
coach. Currently the best tennis coach they've ever seen.
How are the plans to change your name to Dennis?
What?
You're going to change your name to Dennis and change the T on your tennis shirt to D so that you don't have to get rid of it, you know, when you're done with tennis?
Dennis Tennis.
That never crossed my mind, Matt.
But you know what?
What do you think of the quadratic formula?
What do I think of it?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, I love it.
Do you secretly have a tattoo of it somewhere on your body? On the back somewhere, maybe?
In case you forget it someday.
I'm not going to talk about my secret tattoo.
Okay. I had this theory
They're secret, that's why.
First episode, we talked about what grinds our gears, and Tony and I had to agree. The quadratic formula.
I disagree completely. I love the quadratic formula.
Really, Matt? Could you name it right now?
Opposite of B plus or minus square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. There you go.
It's not the right song.
What? Yeah, what's the song?
X equals negative B plus or minus square root B squared minus 4AC all over 2A.
I've heard that. I've actually never heard that.
I've never heard that song.
Oh, wow.
As a math teacher, the first step in a problem is to factor it, and you could make it such an easily factored thing, but you just decide to throw in one that has to be used with the quadratic formula. Like, what's the thought process there?
Would you bother to learn the quadratic formula if you're never going to use
it? True.
Quadratic formula is easy to use. Yeah. It's so easy. What I don't like is when a math teacher throws in, like, decimals for no reason, and then you come out with this messed up answer. I want my answer to be clean numbers, like 12, not 12.543297.
You don't think that's right, but it actually is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a head game.
If you start thinking about it, there's a lot more decimals, or there should be, in fractions than there are whole numbers, aren't there?
That's true.
Between 1 and 2, there's an infinite number of decimals or fractions. It's just students get used to book problems where it usually works, the book set it up, so it's a whole number.
Yeah.
But if you just threw two equations out there and made them up, the odds of the answers being whole numbers are infinitesimal.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Yeah. So there.
You fall to the common problem of putting a none of the above on your tests, which is terrible. Because I'm always, if I think it's a none of the above, I'm like, no, it can't be. There's got to be one of these answers. And I spend like 20 minutes working out, and then I finally figure out it is none of the above.
Yeah, well, none of the above adds about 50% to the difficulty of the question.
Oh, it does.
You know, so,
multiple choice math tests. How do you feel? You're a fan, I've heard.
Well, I get my tests are mixes of both.
Okay.
Oh, wow. But I also think that, you know, you need to help prepare students for like the SAT exams and those yeah. are multiple choice. AP exam, our AP exam is half and half, multiple choice, mm-hmm. non-multiple choice. So if you don't give students practice with those, and like us, a lot of times students hear, you know, multiple choice, okay, goody, multiple choice, you know.
I have a 25% chance of getting it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But a lot of times like these AP level multiple choice, if you do three things right and you do one thing wrong, that answer is there. They anticipate what kind of mistakes you will make, and they put that answer there.
So you're convinced you have the right answer, but
yeah.
you
know. I'm convinced.
My theory has always been that if you know a little bit of calculus, you will probably do worse than somebody that knows none.
Yeah,
because
you
will fall
it.
For all those little, and
yeah,
you will,
yeah.
you know, you will.
I'm doomed
mistakes.
On the AP test. I'm
doomed.
I'm doomed. Have you ever done where you've put like all E's in a row just to screw with the students? Because that is the worst thing a teacher can do, is have like all of the same letters.
It's like diagonal.
You start.
Well, students are always looking for some pattern,
It's like the Da Vinci Code. You hide it in your test.
I say next test.
My pattern.
You go all A.
My pattern.
My eighth grade teacher did a true and false, and it was all false.
My patterns are hidden in this. My patterns are hidden in my tea leaves. That's where you will find my pattern.
Oh,
the tea leaves.
And finally,
but
Mr. Wall.
You gotta know how to read them.
You know how to read them. And finally, can I borrow $5? I'm jesting, of course.
I thought you told me I was getting. You told me I was getting paid for.
Oh
yeah, wait,
shoot.
Oh,
okay.
I forgot.
Well,
to
that's our sponsor, Outrageous Audio.
Outrageous Audio
is
sponsor.
Outrageous Audio.
I'm arrived at a figure of what. $10 a minute?
Gosh, we are.
We better cut this off than $50 we go broke.
Cash for Mr.
Well,
Wall.
Thankfully, lunch is about to start.
Thankfully,
lunch is about to start. We're about to be saved by the bell.
It's been a wonderful episode. Thank you so much, Mr. Wall, for coming.
Mr. Wall, appreciate you.
A great first guest.
Tea time with Mr. Wall.
What's going on down here in the bowels of Central Catholic?
Usually in the dark.
Usually in the dark.
It's very moody in here.
Very moody. Thank you, Mr. Wall.
Thank you,
and thank you, listeners, for listening to episode 4 of Couch Tomatoes.
Have
we'll see you next week.
Day.